Well, good morning. Is that Chewbacca? You're terrible at dinosaur noises.
Oh, that's a raptor. It's a raptor noise.
No. That is a weird ass Chewbacca, and that's like that sounds like a like some sort of bird.
Well, honk.
It sounds like a goose. That's a goose.
How do you know Chewbacca wasn't around when the dinosaurs were around?
He could have been. I don't know.
Maybe that's what I was doing.
What's that question I had? And it was does Chewbacca's his donger like a dog donger where like it you know
like a little red rocket
or do you just move the hair away and there it is or
there is it,
you know they never address that question because obviously there's multiple Chewbaccas like it's a whole race of Chewbaccas so they got to breed some out. Do they lay eggs but you still got to fertilize the eggs so
You could almost propose the same question to Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Is it like a dog donger, or is it more primate-esque? Because Bigfoot's more in the primate family, correct?
Yeah, well, in Colorado now you can smoke a Bigfoot in the head with a gun, so...
No, sooner or later
we're going to find out, right?
It's Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma, you can straight up murder the mythological beast, a Bigfoot. And then we can find out. I don't know, I've always been intrigued by, one, shaving a Bigfoot and shaving Chewbacca. So there's two things that I don't know why this keeps me up at night, but yeah.
It's an amazing discovery. Broncos right for the crotch.
If you think, though, he's called Bigfoot. I mean, he's got to be rocking something else. That's the whole thing.
he's like, you guys have been calling me Bigfoot this whole time. Yeah. Let me show you something big.
Yeah. Bigfoot with his BTD. We'll answer this question and more later on down the road, but we got to get to it. Folks, it's time for your morning dump. Let's get it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Is it beef jerky?
Is it beef jerky? Show us that donger. What? as always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
Dad.
Septic. Clean your septic today. Pump that septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Didn't hit it past the ladies' tee, Bigfoot. Let's see it.
Yeah, come on, Bigfoot. You suck, man. So this is pretty cool. You and I are obviously interested in space, and when we're going to finally go to space. Virgin Galactic has unveiled its latest spaceship, and it actually looks like something from the future. VSS Imagine has a mirror-like exterior that looks less like a plane and more like something straight out of science fiction. I checked out a photo of this. Yeah, because nowadays, and I'm not taking anything away. I'm not going to sit here in my little studio doing my dumb radio show and say, yeah, the spaceships they're building aren't as cool as I thought they'd be. Because, you know, they're still really awesome. But this one actually looks like something you'd see in, like, Star Trek or Star Wars.
What's it look like? Is it round?
It's still ship. I'm a moron. I can't explain this. Like, well, let me tell you, it's got wings, and I mean, it's still ship-esque. Does that make sense? Like, you know, but it's the look of it with that mirror-like, like outer exterior. Yeah, really slick looking. You know, this is what I expected. You know, in 2021, in the near future, like this is what I want to go into space with. You know,
Who made this again?
This was Virgin. So it's Virgin Galactic. I believe it's an offset of the Virgin Mobile or owned by that weird, creepy Sir Richard Branson or whatever his name is, that guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
and it's a spaceship. So it gets shot up into space with a rocket and then just flies around.
Yeah, that's kind of basically what it is. Wow. You're asking all the questions I didn't plan on answering. I just wanted to tell you that it looked cool. God, man.
I want to make sure you're not making this up.
You know, what's so funny is as we move closer to actual just the everyday person having their own spaceship, which we may not see in our lifetime, but the best part is that someday there's going to be really nice spaceships, and then there's going to be those jalopies that are like barely getting through space. You know,
like the Geo Metros of a spaceship. It's only a three-cylinder spaceship.
Ford Pintos of spaceships that you can buy in the used lot. Like, man, she's still got a lot of life left in her. It's like, okay. She's smoking, just black smoke rolling out the tailpipes of this spaceship.
Massive steering wheel, a front seat, a front bench seat that all moves in the same.
It's got that horn you hit and it plays La Cucaracha. It's like, what is this, man? Yeah, I got her for $500 on the used spaceship lot. It was great, man.
You got the squeaky spaceship, the one that's got a bad serpentine belt.
God, change that belt, man. It's ridiculous. But anyway, you can check it out. It's all over the place. But the future's now, old man.
Wow.
Lastly, are you paranoid about sneezing or coughing in public? Dude, I was paranoid before the pandemic.
You know, honestly, I was sneezing yesterday, and I wasn't scared to sneeze in public. I was scared because I thought I was going to pull something. I was sneezing so hard.
Well, according to a new survey by Flonase, 56% of people feel judged after sneezing or coughing in public. It is. It's that point. And even before, and of course, I can't tell you how many times before this pandemic, you'd see people walk around, they got to sneeze or cough, and they're just like, not covering their mouth. Or it's like, God, you filthy animal. But now, dude, I have choked down a cough in public. I'm like, nope, this is not coming up. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm like, just holding it in as much as, like, popping ribs trying to hold in that cough or sneeze. Yeah.
You know what, though? Some people just don't really care. They're not really covering up. They're just letting it fly. So I was walking out to the pier the other day, right, with somebody, and a dude did that. Not really even looking around.
Yeah.
And we walked by him, and as we were walking by, he did it, and I ducked, and he saw me duck, and I could tell, like, right as he saw me, he's like, oh, damn it. You know, like it's like he forgot,
look,
you know, for a brief second. But I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to let you know, like, hey, Jesus, dude.
Even before the pandemic, that's what killed me, is that it took a global pandemic for adults to start washing their hands on a regular basis. Yeah. What are we doing? Just cover your effing mouth, you filthy animals. God.
We were downwind, too, man. I'm just like...
Oh, you're dead. You're dead. That's it, buddy.
I should have just took off running.
Yeah. Ah! All right. So there you go. Spaceships and judgy coffers. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.